Spitzer said that over 27,000 signatures were submitted to the City Board of Elections ahead of a midnight Thursday deadline. It came just 4 days after the tarnished ex-governor launched his campaign. Spitzer needs 3,750 valid petition signatures to get on the Democratic primary ballot for September. The filing may not be the last word. Spitzer's opponents or others could challenge signatures for reasons such as incomplete addresses or missing dates. If that happens, election officials will have to review the objections, hold a hearing late this month, and decide whether the signatures qualify. The matter could ultimately go to court. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.